It is daf is daf chaf aleph. We got to the last few lines of chaf and beis. It's a long daf day. Let's see what we can get done. So we got to seven lines up. And chaf and beis, the Gemara says esive. Gemara had been talking about whether or not you're able to do a geula l'chatzan. When it came to the case of the Eved Ivri, could you partially redeem them? So Gemara asks the question esive. Im gal yigal. The double lashon of gula milamicha lova vegal vegal chatan to teach me that you're able to redeem, you could borrow to redeem, and you could even redeem partially. Shayacha, one would have thought, halo dinhu, isn't it a kavachomer? Ma mocher sade achuze achuze shayacha kocho shim higia yovel v'lo nigala chazeres lebalei biyovel. We saw that ste achuze. If I sell my ste achuze and yovel comes, and I didn't redeem it. It still goes back to me. It's a certain advantage, a koch yafe that a ste achuza has. Yet, hora kocho, but there's a weakness that it has. She'ein lova v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. I'm not able to borrow in order to redeem. I'm not able to redeem partially when it comes to ste achuza. So now, the kavachomer is makdish shehura kocho. When I makdish my land, there's a certain weakness. She'im higi yovel v'lo nigala. If yovel comes, I don't redeem my hektish land. Yotz l'kohanim. After yovel, the land goes to the kohanim, the yovel. It should be kavachomer. They also shouldn't be able to. There should be another weakness that I shouldn't be able to borrow and redeem partially when it comes to the makdish. So that. So Gemara says, no, you can't bring such a kavachomer because mala mocher sadeh steachuza shken hur kocho ligal miyad. But there's another weakness that steachuza has, which means that I'm not able to redeem it right away. I need to wait 2 years before redeeming it. As opposed to Tomer ben Makdish, Shayafa kochal ligal miyad. That when it comes to Makdish, I'm able to redeem right away. If I'm Makdish my land, I can redeem it the very next second. So there's a certain advantage by Makdish, so maybe I can have another advantage of being able to be Gol Chatan and Lov of a Gol. So the Gemara says, Mocher Bayis Bibate Arichoma Yochiach. The case of Bate Arichoma, that's going to challenge us. Shayafa kochal ligal miyad. If I sell my land, my house rather, in a walled city, I'm allowed to redeem it right away. However, v'ein lova v'goel v'goel l'chatzon. Yet I'm not able to borrow to redeem. I'm also not allowed to redeem partially. So that's the kavachomer. But what we're trying to extract from this brayse is that we're passing by mocher bayis b'bate rechoma, which was our discussion earlier, that you are not able to do lova v'goel and goel l'chatzon. So we have a stira. Above we said you're able to lova v'goel and goel l'chatzon by b'bate rechoma, and here we're saying no. And the Gemara ends up concluding, going on to Amud Beis, rather to Chafalaf, Lokasha. This is not a stira. Ha Rabbanon, ha Rabbi Shimon. There's a machlokis tanaim, whether or not you're able to do geula l'chatzon or not. Okay. The Gemara says further, Tani Chad, the one brayse tells us, lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. One brayse says you're allowed to do this. V'tani idach, the other brayse says, ain lo v'gol v'gol l'chatzon. You're not able to redeem, borrow to redeem, and you're not able to redeem partially. And the Gemara says, this is not a kasha, l'kasha, harabanan, harabishman. So in the end of the day, it's really a machlokas. Fine. So Gemara now says, simin cheresh chavash zman. Amrle ravacha brei dirava l'ravashi. Ikal mifrach, there's room to ask the following question. We're asking a question of what? If you look at Rashi, two narrow lines down, ikla mifrach, we're asking a question, behomas nisa, going back to the braisa, de atzachai krol limakdish, to tell us the pasuk that a makdish sheyel v'yigal mishum deha asile medina shemocher bais beir chomesh ein lo v'goel. So he said above, we needed a pasuk to tell me that if I'm makdish my land, I'm able to borrow money in order to redeem it back again. So the Gemara says, ikla mifrach, ma lemocher bais if I sell my house in a walled city, I'm not allowed to. It's a certain weakness of gula liolam. I cannot redeem it forever. I only have 1 year to redeem my house that's in a arichoma. Tomer b'makdish shiyafa kocho ligal liolam. You're going to tell me by makdish where I have the entire time, not liolam, but really means liolam shel yovel sedrashi. I'm able to redeem it up until yovel, a lot more time. So that has a certain advantage there.
I'm sorry, I'm an Amoritz. We used this already the second time as a walled city to make nafkaminas. Aside from Purim, so what's the inyan of a walled city that has a totally different
inyan? The Pasuk says, by Bat Erechoma, I have 1 year to redeem it if I sell it.
Okay, so it's exactly.
The Gemara Megillah actually connects these two dyanim.
Right.
Exactly. Gzeres HaKasef.
There's no special, there's nothing.
There might be something deeper,
right?
But it should sound like Gzeres HaKasef that walled cities are different than unwalled cities when it comes to buying and selling my property.
Right. Interesting. Okay.
So the Gemara says, again, so the question is, so we're saying that, again, when it comes to Bat Erechoma, I only have a year to redeem it, as opposed to by Makdish, if I Makdish my property, I have a up until Yovel to redeem it. So there's a certain advantage when it comes to being Makdish. And therefore what? And therefore, let's see, put this together, these Kavachomers. So therefore you can make a distinction that even though by Makdish I could say Lova V'Goel, and I could also say Goel V'Chatzon, I wouldn't necessarily apply that to Bat Erechoma because there's a certain weakness by Bat Erechoma. I only have a year to redeem it. So maybe there's another weakness I shouldn't be able to Lova V'Goel, and I shouldn't also be able to do Chatzon. So the Gemara says, Amr Le'Rav Acha Saba Le'Rav Ashi. Mishum Te'ik Le'Mar, you can answer back, Nehadar Dina. The din's going to go revert back. What does that mean? Teisu B'Maratat. There's going to be a common denominator here, meaning Mocher Sadechuz. If I sell my land, Yochiach, it's going to prove it. Shiyafa Kochal Ligol Yolam has a certain strength that I could redeem it forever. Yet Ve'ain Lova V'Gol V'Gol Chatzon. So that would tell me that is a certain strength. Yet there's a limitation. So now, therefore, that should also be a model for Bat Erechoma. I shouldn't be able to redeem it partially. So let's just make this clear. Steachuz, I cannot do L'Chatzon. And Makdish, I can do L'Chatzon. And the question is, where does Bati Erechoma fall in? Is it like Steachuz where you can't do L'Chatzon, or is it like Makdish where I can? So first we're saying, look at Steachuz, which has a certain strength of, I could redeem it forever, yet I can't do L'Chatzon. But then the Gemara says, but you can't really use Steachuz as a model, because Ma L'Mocher Steachuz Shekein Hur Kochel L'Gal Miyad. There's a certain weakness that I cannot do it right away. I need to wait 2 years until I'm able to redeem it for the first time. Steachuzah has to wait 2 years before I can redeem it. As opposed to Mocher Bais Bebat Erechoma Yochiach, I'm able to do it right away. I could legal miyad. I could redeem it right away. There's a certain strength that Bat Erechoma has. V'chazer Adin Lo Raizek Raizeh, that's how Shav Shemem. What's the common denominator? Shinigalin, they're both redeemed. Vein Lo Vevagol Vagol Chatzon. So Afani, so to bring Avi Makdish Shinigal, Vein Lo Vevagol Vagol Chatzon. So from this also, I guess maybe it's not so clear, maybe it's not true that I said before that Makdish is not redeemed partially. We're trying to figure this out. I guess it's still an open question. We don't know. So based on the fact that Bat Erechoma and Steachuza both are not L'Chatzayim, I'm going to learn from that as well, to Makdish also is not Negal L'Chatzayim. So Gemara says, no, Amar Le Marzutcha, Brei Dirav, Mary, the Ravina, Ikle Mifrach, you could still ask a question, Malatzal Shavah Shebehen, when it comes to Steachuza and Bat Erechoma, they both say the second year you can't redeem. What does that mean? Bat Erechoma, I can only redeem the first year, and that's it. Second year, I can't. Steachuza, I can't do the first 2 years, but I can do the third year. But the common denominator, both the second year for both Steachuza and for Bat Erechoma, I can't redeem. Again, I can't redeem for Bat Erechoma because I already lost the opportunity, and Steachuza, I haven't gotten that chance yet. But either way, the second year, I can't redeem. As opposed to Tomer b'Makdish Yafakochel Ligal B'Shana Shnir, Makdish I can redeem Miyad until Yova, even the second year I'm allowed to redeem. So there's a certain strength that Makdish has. Maybe I'm also able to Ligal Chatzayin. So Amar Le Ravina, Ravina says Mishum Deikle Meimar, you could still say Eved Ivri Hanimkar Lo'Ovid Kochav Miyuchiach. A Eved Ivri who sold to a guy will prove to us she Yafakoch Ligal B'Shana Shnir. It can be, he can be redeemed during the second year. Yet Vein Lova V'Gal V'Gal Chatzayin. So just because Makdish can be redeemed during the second year doesn't mean that it can be Gol Chatzayin. And for that reason, earlier we had to bring a pasuk to tell us that exactly, you could do Gula when it comes to Makdish. Fine. Okay, Gemara now asks the question: Bai minei Rav Huna Bar Chanina Mirav Sheishes Hamocher Bais Bibat Erechoma Nigal Krovim Oein Nigal Krovim. If I sell my house in a walled city, are my krovim able to come forcibly and take it from the lokeach? Rashi says nigal b'krovim, a little bit less than halfway down the Rashi's nigal b'krovim al karcho shel lokeach. Can my relative come ahead and redeem it from the buyer within that first year? Kedashchan b'steachuza, just like by steachuza, we say uva goalo hakarve lav. If I sell my field So after the first 2 years, no one's allowed to redeem it. After the second year, going into the third year now, I can redeem it. If I don't have money, my relatives could forcibly redeem it from the purchaser. As the pasuk says, again, the close relative could come and redeem it from his possession. So just like we say krovim are able to ba'akarcho, redeem the stechuza, are you also able to apply that to a bat erechoma during the first year? So Gemara says, gulaso mistechuza, Gamar, do you have a gzer shava from a stechuza? Ma steachuza eno negels the chatan yet negels the krovim through the gzer shava af hainami ain got negel chatan negel the krovim, or do we say that and rather we would also say therefore krovim are able to redeem steachuza as about arechom as well? Odilma, or perhaps do we say kiksiva gula bechatan hu dechsiva bekrovim hu lo ksiva? When we have the gzer shava gula, maybe that only tells us the halacha of that chatzan doesn't work by bat erechoma, but maybe it doesn't teach us at all about krovim. Maybe krovim only work for steachuza, but maybe it would not work for bat erechoma. That's the suffix of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, Amrlei, Rav Sheshes responds, Amrlei, ain't no nigal. Halach is, it's not nigal. So Eisivei asks the question, is it really true that krovim doesn't work when it comes to bat erechoma? Eisivei, bechol gulasu, gula titnu. The pasuk says, so this is referring to gula, b'chol. What I mean, you could redeem, it's referring to, I think, the context of gulas krovim. Right. The pasuk says, the two psukim back to back. I'll read the psukim together. U'b'chol eretach uzaschem gula titnu laretz. There should be redemption throughout the land. And the pasuk continues, the next pasuk says, ki yamoch achicha u'machem ach uzaso uva go'alo hakar v'laf v'gol es mimkar achiv. So the karo of redeeming is right after the pasuk uvechol eretz. What's uvechol? What's in all the land? Uvechol is coming to include something. That when there's krovim work, so the Gemara says, quote to Bryce, l'rabos batim vav eved ivri, that a karo is able to redeem a house and an eved ivri. My la batei arichoma. So we see that karo can redeem batei arichoma. Bryce says, lo batei chatserim. It's referring to houses of fields, of open, unwalled cities. Not referring to batei arichoma. Mara says, "Bate chatzerim, houses of unwalled cities, behed yiksibu." There's a first pasuk. It says, "Al sade haaretz yichashev." It tells us they're supposed to calculate the field, a house in the field, and that's referring to apparently krovim. Right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains "Bate chatzerim." Rashi says, "Ayaros she'ein mokvos choma mimos Yeshua." Unwalled cities. That's what "Bate chatzerim" referred to. Al sade haaretz yichashev hare hein kisade achuza. The pasuk compares a chatzer to a sade. Same halacha is that krovim works just like krovim work for steachuza. It also works for batei chatzerim. But we don't need a joshua to include bechol. We already have a mefurish pasuk that chatzerim are included. Therefore, bechol must be including batei erechoma. Where it says no, bechol is teaching about chatzerim. Ah, it says chatzerim behed you already. Haula kov v'chova to tell me that there's an obligation. There's a chiv in the krovim. Not only that they're allowed to, but the krovim are required to redeem the steachuza rather the batei chatzerim. And therefore, there is no pasuk about batei erechoma at all.
So if you ever purchase anything, you understand it's understood that krovim can come.
If it's within the time frame of gula, at least when it comes to steachuza and batei chatzerim, we don't know about batei arechoma yet. That's what we're trying to figure out. What we said above, Rosh Hashanah is already passing. It doesn't work. You can't do gulas krovim by batei arechoma. Why? They seem very arbitrary. I'm sure there's a lot of depth to them, but this is just a surface of everything. The Gemara says again, the reason why it says why Bechol comes to include Batei Chatzerim is to tell me there's a chiv on the krovim to redeem it. Valiba the Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, in his world, in his opinion, Detanya, Vagal es Memchar Achiv, and you redeem the sale of your brother, it's Rishus. It's a Rishus, you're allowed to, you don't have to. Ata Omer Rishus, the Baisa continues, you think it's only Rishus. Oh, Eino Elachova, maybe it's an obligation on the krovim to do this. Tamal Omer V'ish Kilo Yelo Goel. When a man doesn't have a Goel, is there such a person who doesn't have relatives who are not going to serve as his redeemer? The person who has one but doesn't want to. That's a guy who doesn't have a goel. The goel refused to. Rabbi Yeshua thinks it's a voluntary act to redeem it. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that's why we brought this brisa, Omer, there's an obligation to do this. The goel, he has to redeem it. Is it really a chova? Maybe it's only a rishus to do the redemption. Tamalomer bechol gula titnu bechol. What's bechol coming to include? Hakasiv kavachov. There's an obligation. So they're telling us that there's an obligation on bati chatzeros to do redeeming. But when it comes to bati erichoma, Rav Sheshi is passing above that there is no obligation that you cannot krovim, cannot do gula bal karcho of the lokech. Gemara says further along these lines: Amri le rabban le Rav Ashi. Amri le others say it's really Ravina le Rav Ashi. Bishma, this all makes sense. Laman damer the rabbis bati arichoma. Hainu dechsev bechol. The one who thinks that the word bechol comes to include that even bati arichoma can be redeemed either krovim. That's why the word bechol is used. Laman damer the rabbis bati chaserim my bechol. Bechol is coming to tell me that bati bati chaserim is now a chov. The word bechol doesn't seem to be a good word to be used for that. Bechol includes expanding something that wasn't already included. So that's why it would include bati arichoma. But bechol is coming to tell me that there's a chiv of bati chatzeros. Bati chatzeros is already on the list of krovim working. Bechol simply strengthens the level of the chiv from a rishus to a chiv, but doesn't come to include more options. So it's hard to say that the word bechol comes to include the chiv for bati chatzerim, and therefore the Gemara ends up in a kasha. There's no answer for this. Okay. Gemara asks further, Eisevei Abaye. Abaye asks, it says the word Yigalenu 3 times in these discussions of selling and redeeming houses in walled cities, unwalled cities, and fields. Why 3 times? The rabbis kol hagulos shinigalos kaseder hazeh. To tell me that all the different redemptions that we have the same seder. What's the seder referring to? They all have the seder. Rashi says the rabbis kol hagulos haomdos ligael shiyihu nigalos kaseder hazeh. All those different properties, whether it be a house in a walled city, unwalled city, stechus, all those are all going to be redeemed in the same matter, the same seder. What does it mean, keseder, as Rashi says? Kesaikadaitach sheyhu nigalim lekrovim balam deinu. To tell me that bate chatzerim, and when it comes to stechus, and bate arechoma, 3 times yigalenu, are all able to be redeemed through krovim. So you see that krovim does work for bate arechoma. Mar says, my love, this is not referring to bate arechoma ve'evet ivri. Or it says, lo, bati chatzerim v'steyachuza. Gemara says, what do you mean? Bati chatzerim v'steyachuza already behed yaksiv, it says. Astehar tiyachashev. So there's no need to include them already. So you got Lenu 3 times, must be including bati erechoma. Or it says, no. It's coming to still strengthen in the world of bati chatzerim. Kedama Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, lekarov karov kodem. Hachanami lekarov karov kodem. To tell me that the earlier karov comes first. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi around 9 lines up, Rashi says, Lekarov karov kodem, degavestechuz aksiv uva galo hakarov hilav, the closest relative comes to redeem your property for you. Velo perish akarov karov kodem, kiyacha, the parish dodo beresha, doesn't mention who's the closest, the main lo dodo ben dodo, if not the uncle, the nephew, or I guess it would be your cousin, vilav mishar b'seir, if not anyone else. So it comes to tell us that through the Gzeir Shava, it tells us that every redemption, even when it comes to Batei Chatzerim, that you have to go in order of the closest. You go down the line. If your closest relative has the ability to redeem it, you go to him. If not, you go to the next one, and the next one, the next one. If you had not had that Gzeir Shava, you would have thought any Karav, no matter how distant he is, could have redeemed him. It tells you that you go according to that Seder of the closest to the next closest to the further and further and further. Gemara says, Heichi Itmar, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Where is Rav Nachman's initial statement on what he said? You go according to the closest relatives. It was said in the following: Aha, Dibar Lahu. He asked, or it was the following question was asked: Eved Ivri Hanimkar LiYisrael, a Eved Ivri who sold to a Jewish owner, Nigal Krovim or Einan Nigal Krovim. Is he redeemed to relatives or not? Aliba the Rebbe Lo Tibar Lacha. According to in Rebbe's world, this was never a question. Damar Mishenu Nigal Beilo Nigal B'Sheish. I'm a little mifreik. Who's Rebbe? Does Rashi tell us who Rebbe is? Rashi doesn't tell us who Rebbe is. So the Brisa above on Tes Vav Mebez was talking about the Yitzias Sheish be'Eved. An Eved Ivri who sold to Goy goes out after 6 years. So he learned the Kal Vachomer as follows. He said, a person who did not have Gula through Krovim, namely an Eved Ivri Nimcha Yisrael, but he gets 6 years. So an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy who does have Krovim, certainly he should have Sheish. So he had a Kal Vachomer, but in that Kal Vachomer it was clear that he paskined that an Eved Ivri sold to Yisrael did not have the option of Gulas Krovim. So it wasn't a shaila in the world of Rebbe. So Kiti Barlecha, when was the question raised? Ali b'Derabban in his world, who had learned not from a Kavachomer, he learned it based on other sources. So the Gemara wants to know now. So my Yafinan Sacher Sacher, Vodarshi Igalenu. Do we say that we connect Eved Ivri who is sold to a Jew from an Eved Ivri who sold to a Goy? Yeah, Sacher Sacher, that both then will have Krovim to that Gzeir Shava, and you don't learn the Joshua Igalenu, that only Igalenu, only that one from Kechava, not the Yisrael. Odumar, perhaps he does learn Yigalenu, Lazeh, only to know if Chachavim gets a redemption, v'lo lacher, but not to one soul, to a Jew. That was a suffix within the world of Rabbanim. Does, again, an Eved Ivri soul to a Yisrael have the din of Krovim Yigalenu? So Gemara quotes a Brisa, Tashma, Bechol, Gula, Titnu. With all Gula, that's the pasuk we mentioned above. What's Bechol coming to include? The Rabbos, Batim, v'Eved Ivri. My la bati arichoma, we're not concerned with the arichoma anymore, but at least we're concerned with the Eved Ivri and Nimkal Yisrael. Is this not coming to include that even an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, though, so gets the redemption of Kochavim? Where it says, lo, Eved Ivri hanimchar lo bit Kochavim. To tell us that an Eved Ivri sold to a Goy, he gets redemption from Kochavim. Gemara says, Eved Ivri hanimchar lo bit Kochavim behediksibi. There's a mefurish pasuk that says, O dodo, O ben dondo, yigalenu. So there's no need to have a drasha to include it. The pasuk says explicitly that a Eved Ivri to a Goy gets gulas krovim. Or it says, no, the reason why we have a second drasha, who again, lekova, chova, vafilu, Rabbi Yeshua. The reason why we repeat another drasha for an Eved Ivri who sold to a Goy to tell us that there's a chiv, there's an obligation on the krovim to redeem their relative. And even in the world of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that Rashi says, afilu, Rabbi Yeshua, top line here, thamar gavi steachuz rishus, he thinks gulas krovim by steachuz rishus, here he agrees. Here he agrees. There's an obligation on the krovim, lest he gets exactly assimilated among the goyim. So, still going on the same question about an eved ivri sold to a Jew. Does he have gulas krovim? The Gemara brings a raya. Tashma. Why did it say three times? That all the different redemptions having the din of krovim. My la bati arichoma and eved ivri hanimka liyisrael gets gulas krovim. The Gemara again says no. Lo bati chaterim v'steachuza bati chaterim behediksibu al steachu eretz yichashev. Some Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lekarav karav kodem. So no, tells me the reason why I repeat it again. Even though we have a mefurish pasuk to include bati chaterim and steachuza, we have another drush to say we go according to the order of the closest relatives down the line. That's where this statement was said.
The chayv is only by Yeshua. By an akum, that's when it's only really a chayva.
Exactly. When it comes to Eved Ivri Liyisrael, we don't have. He doesn't hold. It doesn't exist even.
Or by the waltz, either one.
Right. So the way it works is as follows. So gulas krovim works for steachuza and bate chatserim and nimkar Liyisrael. Those three. When it comes to the soul to goy, everyone agrees it's a chof.
That's a different din, right?
Exactly. Everyone gets a kol. When it comes to steachuza, there's a rather chatserim. It's a machlokas whether or not there's a chov or rishus. Yeah. When it comes to eved ivri liyisrael and bate arichoma, that's a machlokas. We've been going through whether or not that's included gulas krovim. Right. So we pass in Rav Sheshi that gulas krovim doesn't apply to eved ivri to bate arichoma, and seems from here also it doesn't apply either to an eved ivri sold to Yisrael. So those are five different cases. I think that's somewhat clear of how we pass them. Gemara says the two dots now. Hanirta nikne britzia. So going back to the mission, Daf Yudalim, a Eved Ivri who decides to stay beyond the 6 years, he gets the puncture in the ear and he stays. That's how he's nikne. He's acquired in that way. Dechsiv rotza adonav es ozno bimartea. When you pierce his ear, so the Gemara says that the rest of the pasuk is va'avadolilam. He becomes your Eved forever. So that's the kinyan. The konis atma biyovel v'misas adam. And how does the nirta get himself back? Either Yovel comes and ends his nirtza servitude, or his master dies. So Gemara says, "Dichsev vavado vavdo," and he's his eved, the Adon's eved, below es haben los abbas. He doesn't get inherited. So only the Mises Adon ends his avdus, and the pasuk also says, "Liolam," he's avdo liolam liol Moshe Yovel, not forever until he dies. Liolam means in the world of Yovel. That's the two rias that he goes free, the Mises Adon and the Yovel. Well, quote to Bryce, the Tanur Rabbanon, Marzeh, I'm going to need your help with some of these words here. Tanur Rabbanon, Marzeh, in Liela Marzeh, I only know Marzeh. What do they say Marzeh means? A peg?
All,
okay. Minay the Rabbos, how do I know to include Hasol, Vasir, Hamachet, Vamekadeach, Vamichtav?
What's an all? Okay, yeah.
No, it's a thing, like a screwdriver, a little point.
So what's a sole and a sira and machad? Machad's a needle. Makadeach ma'mechtav?
Well, let's see.
Machad's a needle, no?
That one I know. Yeah. Mechtav is probably...
There's a wooden peg.
Okay.
A thorn.
Mm-hmm.
Needle, you know. Auger.
Oh, okay, don't know that one.
And a stylus.
Uh-huh. Okay, how do you know those? Anything that's sharp, how do you know anything else that works? Tamalomer ulakachda. You take anything you can take. The rabbis called davar shenikach. Anything that's taken biad divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Anything can be used. Rabbi Omer, no, he limits it. Mamartim yuchad shemateches. It's a metal. Af kol shemateches. Also, everything else that can be included can only be metal. A wooden peg wouldn't work. Davar acher. Alternatively, hamartzea. What mean hamartzea? The martzea. Lahavi hamartzea hagadol. Referring to the big one. Rashi will explain. Gemara rather on will explain what that means. This last davar acher. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Hayadorish, he would darsh in the following, Kishein Rotzen, Ein Rotzen El B'Milsa, when they would do the Ritzia, it would be the Milsa, where's the Milsa? Rashi says, go to Rashi around five narrow lines down, El Yashel Ozen, B'Basar V'Lo B'Tanach, referring to the cartilage in the bottom right here, at this point, that's where you do it. And Chachamim argue, Omrim Eino Eved Ivri, Ein Eved Ivri Koin B'Nirtza B'Pnei Shunasa B'Almum, Chacham say that a Kohen is not allowed to become a Nirtza because getting the ears pierced makes him a Baal Mum and disqualifies him from working in the base of Migdash. Vim Tomer B'Milsa Heim Rotzen, if you were to say they get pierced by the cartilage in the bottom here, Heyach Eved Ivri Kohen Yase Baal Mum, that doesn't make him a Baal Mum. Ella must be Ha'ein Nirtza El Begova Shol, so it must be in the top of the ear, that does make a Kohen Pasul. This is Machlokas, so a few Machlokasim here in the Brisa. One is what can be used, and then another thing about where is the ear being pierced.
Everyone agrees a Kohen can be an Eved.
Everyone agrees an exact Kohen can be an Eved. Question, can it be a Nirta? Right. And that question really depends on where the Ritzia is taking place. If it's on top, he can't because that makes him a Baal Mum. If it's on the bottom, he can because that won't make him a Baal Mum.
While he's an Eved, he still can be Masharith. He can still do Avodah.
It's a good question, yes. The question is not addressed. I wonder if the Rishonim talk about it. The Gemara is going to talk about the bottom here. Some which do all the Dinim apply to a Kohen or not? They don't talk about the actual Avda stuff.
Yeah, you know, but the Viskadash, you know, or it's...
Right, those two different... I guess he's Mochel. He's Mochel. And by him selling himself or being forced into selling, he's Mochel, not Din.
Right.
But listen, Cohen's allowed to have a job also.
Right.
Okay.
It's not an Evid.
Right.
You hope.
Well, an Evid's also not really an Evid.
Right,
really,
right.
He's a worker. So the Gemara says, and now Gemara's going to understand all this. But Mike, Mithili, what's the Machlokas above about whether or not you could use any material for the ritzia or dafka metal? So Gemara says, "My kablifagi, Rabbi, the Rabbi darish klal prati. He learns klal prat. Lakachta is a klal. Generally, you take anything. Maritzay is a prat is a limiting word. Ba'ozo in his ear, bedelis in the door. Chazer klal. It's another klal because it doesn't say what anything that goes through the ear. So it's a klal upratu klal. Iata dan elakina prat. So what a klal prat a klal does is the prat limits the klal. It's still a general rule, but it limits the rule a little bit. Maha prat mefur shomatecha, just like the example given, the detail that singled out is metal. Af kol shomatecha. So to the klal, which includes other things, includes only things that are metal. It's a smaller circle. That's according to Rebbe. He learns klal prat of klals. Rebbe Yossi, he learns darish ribuy umiyut. It's a very different type of joshua. Lakachta riba includes taking anything. Marte is a miyut. It's limiting. Ba'azno b'delis is a chaz of riba, another inclusive word. Riba, mi'ed v'riba, riba, call everything's included, you're allowed to use anything, but my rabbi, call mile, everything's included, but my mi'ed sam, you only exclude one thing, you exclude the use of any type of liquid that might cause a hole to pierce in there. So Gemara says, so that's the machlokas here. So Amar Mar, now we're quoting from another piece above, the other opinion says, Amar Mar Har Martzeya, the Martzeya, Lavi Martzeya Gadol, to use a large one. What does that mean, a large one? My Mashma, Kedama Rava, Hayerach HaMiyumanas, HaMiyumanis, Shebiyerach, Hachnami, HaMartzeya, Miyuchad, Shebimartzoyim. When it says Hayerach, the thigh, the leg, means the, which is the right one. We always refer to the right one as the more important one. So when we say HaMartzeya, it's not including anything. It's only one. What's typically used, saying it's Miyuchad for piercing ears, that's what can be used. And this third opinion does not include anything else other than a typical ear piercer. Now the Gemara wants to understand the next discussion about the machlokas of a Kohen. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Yudan Rebbe Hayadarish Kishen Rotzin, where they said when they would do Ritzia Ein Rotzin El B'Mil, so we only use the bottom of the ear. V'Chacham Omrim Ein Neved Ritikon Nirtzav Mipteishen Asa Bamum. That doesn't work because it has to be a situation where the coin would be in a Bamum. That only happens if it's on the top of the ear. So he argues. Gemara asks V'Yasa Bamum. So what? Let the Baal coin become a Bamum. What's the big deal of him becoming a Bamum? Who says you can't make him a Bamum? So do it on the top of the ear, and let it be. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila Amar Kra. The pasuk says Vishav El Mishpachto. So the din of Eved Ivri in a Nirtza has to be a situation where he's able to go back to his family. Lemuchzak Shemishpachto. When he returns back, he has to be the same status he was before him. Just like he was able to serve before him, he's able to serve now. But if you pierce his ear in the top of it, he's pasul. So therefore, we don't allow him to be a Nirtza. Gemara says now Ibarilhu. Eved Ivri, Kohen Mahu Shim Surlo, Rabu Shivcho Kananis. When it comes to Eved Ivri, who's a Kohen, are you able to give him a Shivcho Kananis? Chiddushu, is it a Chiddush? There's no reason why a Jew should be able to be the Shivcho Kananis. It's a special Chiddush the Torah says. So, Lo Shna HaKonim, Lo Shna Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference who the Eved Ivri is. Odilma Shiny Kohen, perhaps Kohenim are different. Hol V'Riba Behen HaKasav Mitzos Yisrael. Since Kohenim have separate mitzos that are unique to them, they have a higher level of Kedusha, maybe they should also refrain from being with the Shivcha Kananis, and it would therefore be usur for an Eved Ivri Kohen. That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Amar Mutter, Rav thinks it's permitted, and Shmuel Amar Asur, he thinks it's forbidden. Amle Rav Nachman Rav Anan, Kevisa Be'mar Shmuel, Biskomidra, Italisa, when he was in the place of Shmuel and they were doing something, Rashi said, "What does it mean, biska kondrai italiso? Lo hitisam lev ledaktik bishmosam." They weren't paying attention so much to the text. Ella kim mesachin bepispasin. They were playing around. They were I don't know, doodling. What does it say? How does it define it?
They were playing games on their phone.
Okay, the texting, playing games on the phone. They weren't paying attention so much when they're having discussion, and my timer. So yes, my timer. Why didn't they say lo timrilei meha? I give you a great raya. How I know that you can't give a shivcha kananis to a kohen eved ivri? Why? Because chachamim omrim ein eved ivri kohen nirtza mipnei shenasa bamum. The reason why a kohen can't be an eved ivri is because he can't become bamum. But if I have another reason, im tomar, if you were to say that ein rabba mosel shivcha kananis, if you're not allowed to give him. There's another reason why an Eved Ivri can't be a Nirtza. Dibaina ahafti es adoni es ishti vesbanai v'leka sulamidi. So he can't say, I love my master, I love my wife that he gave me, I want to stay with them. So that, if a Kohen can't do that, he can't say, I love my wife, he can't have a Shivcha Kananis, that couldn't be a possibility. And since that can't be a possibility, he can't do Nirtza. From the fact that Chachamim didn't say that as the reason why he can't be a Nirtza, they have to use another reason why he can't be a Nirtza, tells us that an Eved Ivri Kohen can be with a Shivcha Kananis, and he could in theory say, Ahafti es adoni es ishti, I could say, I love my wife, I love my Shivcha Kananis, I want to stay here, but since he's going to become a Bamum, that's the reason why he can't be a Nirtza. But he is permitted again to have a Shivcha Kananis. Ask the Gemara another question about a Kohen. Ibarilhu, Kohen ma'u b'yufas tawar. Is a Kohen allowed to be yufas tawar, ishti yufas tawar, if he's fighting? Now, there's a side point I'm not going to get involved with right now, that the Mishnah tells us that a Kohen is not allowed to be, he doesn't fight. So there are certain exceptions about this.
Mitzvah.
But mitzvah, perhaps. So either way, the Gemara wants to know, is a Kohen permitted to be with an Eishes Yifas Torah? So the Gemara says, do we say it's a Chiddush, who the whole concept of Yifas Torah is a Chiddush? Lo Shna Kohen, Lo Shna Yisrael, doesn't make a difference who the person, who the man is. Oh, Dimo, or perhaps Shiny Kohen, or perhaps Kohanim different, Hol V'Riba Behen Mitzvos Yiseros. Since that Kohanim have additional mitzvahs, they're at higher levels, we have higher standards they have to live by. So maybe they wouldn't be permitted to be with the Yifas Tawar. So Rav Amar Mutter, he says Mutter again in this case. And Shmuel Amar also, he thinks it's forbidden. Bibirishona, Chuliamalo Pligi Deshari. Everybody agrees that the Birishona is permitted for the Kohen with the Eishes Yifas Tawar, Dilo Dibra Tawar Ela Kenegid Yitzahara. As we know, the whole idea of Eishes Yifas Tawar only comes that about Yitzahara. And we know that the soldiers can't control themselves, so we kind of built in a heter for them. The Kohen's fighting, he has the same Yitzahara as anybody else, so they gave him a special heter, a one time deal. So the first offense is permitted according to all opinions. Ki Pligi, when do they argue? Rav and Shmuel. Bibirishni, the second via, Rav Amar Mutter, he thinks it's Mutter. Ushmu Amar Asr, he thinks it's still Asr. Why? What's the machlokas? Rav Amar Mutter, he thinks it's permitted, even Biashnia, Hol Vishtarya, Ishari. Once it's permitted, the whole thing's permitted. You can't just say part one's permitted but part two isn't. It's a heter across the board. Ushmu Amar Asr, the Ha Havile Gyoris the Giyaris Lakarin Lochazir. Because, in essence, the Eishishif Hastar was a non-Jew, and now she's converted, and there's an Isser of a Kohen to marry a Giyaris, that's why it's Asr. The Heter does not undo, the Heter only addresses the Yetzirah for the first offense, but the Heter doesn't address the Isser of a Kohen being with a Giyaris. That's all according to the first understanding. But then there's an Ikadamri. Everybody agrees that the second Bia is for sure Asr. Even Rav agrees it's Asr. Dehavi like Giyaris. Rav acknowledges that she's a Giyaris, and a Kohen can't marry a Giyaris. What's the Machlokis? Ki Pligi Bibia Rishona. Is the first Bia permitted? Rav Amar Mutter, Dehalo Dibra Torah El Kenegi Yitzhara. The guy, the Kohen, has a healthy Yitzhara like anybody else. So the first offense is permitted. But Shmuel Amar Asr. Why is it Asr? Kol Heicha the Krina Bay only when it says Va Vesa Al Toch Besecha, Krina Bay Viria, Uriyas Bishivyo. Only when you have the other condition that you're allowed to bring her home, do we allow the first Bia. But Kol Heicha the Lo Krina Bay Va Vesa Al Toch Besecha, when there's Isr to bring her home, the Kohen can't marry the Gioris, then we would say Lo Krina Bay, we don't say Risa Bishivyo, that we see the first offense, the Bia Rishon is only permitted again if the Bia Shnia would be permitted. And on those grounds, Shmuel says it's Asr, even Bia Rishona. Should we go to the top line, the two dots there?
We could.
Let's see, it's a Brisa there. Yeah, let's go for it, why not? Tanya Rabban, the Brisa says, Verisa Bishivya, and you see her in her captivity, Bishah Shivya. Meaning what? Rashi explains, three lines up from the bottom, Bishah Shivya, Im Nasan Mitzchila Einaba, if Inishi placed his eyes on her, V'lo Shalakha L'mocha, or L'shifcha, V'chakach Nasan Einaba. Has to be where you only saw her as a Shah Shivya, as opposed to if you initially bought her to as a Shivcha and then afterwards fell in love with her, that doesn't work. Has to be during the captivity, that's when he fell in love with her. Then it says, the Pasuk says, again, that's the first part. Then it says, Aishas, we mean Aishas, I feel Aishas ish, even if she's married to a non-Jew, she's still permitted. Then it says, Yifas Tawar, Lo Dibra Torah El Kenegi Yetzahara, that she's beautiful to you. The Torah is telling us the reason why we permit this is because there's a Yetzahara here. Mutav Sheyochel Yisrael Basar, Timuso, Shchutos, better that the Jews eat something that's shechted properly. Val Yochel Basar, Timusos, Nevelas, as opposed to eating something that just died, but it's simply a Nevela. So we know he's going to do something wrong. At least let him do it in a heter way. The chashakta that he desires, afapi she'ena no, even though she's not beautiful, if he personally desires it, he has a certain type of, that's permitted. Ba, v'lo ba b'chaverta, only one, but not two are permitted. Lakachta, he buys her, l'kuchen yesh l'chaba, you're able to marry her. And lach l'isha, to be your wife, l'shalo yikach she'nashim, achas lav, achas l'aviv. You can't have two, one for you, and one for his father, achas lo, achas l'vino, one for him, and one for his son. You can't get two for, again, one for you and one for your father or for your son. And finally, the Pasuk says, Vevesa, you bring her home, Milamit Shlo, Yechatsena, Bamilchama. What does it mean, Shlo, Yechatsena, Bamilchama?
Can't do the act on the battlefield.
Okay, to bring her home. Beat Sneas. Beat Tanua. Okay, we'll stop here. Speaking about.